This is KCUR 89.3. A program begun nearly 25 years ago to provide health screenings in local elementary schools now reaches thousands of kids annually. But it's not just the kids who benefit. KCUR's Dan Margulies reports that it's been a boon for doctors-to-be as well.
Big deep breath in. And back out.
It's mid-Friday afternoon at Wendell Phillips at Attucks Elementary School, and the gym is buzzing. It's score one for health day at the inner city school on 24th and Prospect, and kids here are getting free health screenings from med students at Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences, or KCU.
Does it hurt back here?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit, not as much? But it's mostly right here, you said, huh? Okay, let me take a look.
For these mostly second-year med students, the program offers invaluable hands-on experience. For some, the program is what appealed to them about KCU, an osteopathic medical school near downtown Kansas City. Michelle Amit is a second-year med student at KCU and plans to be a pediatrician.
Score one is our opportunity to see real-life scenarios where kids may come in with scars, or you know, they have a cavity, or they have pain. It's really cool to interact with them, and they're ready to tell you everything.
More than half of osteopathic med students go into primary care, and Amit says Score One gives them the chance to deal with kids at an early stage of their medical education.
It's kind of nice to get like a preliminary interaction with children now and kind of see like what to look for and how to even ask them the right questions. You can't just ask them normal questions. They don't know all the medical vocabulary, so you really have to kind of tone it down and be like, so what's hurting you today?
Some kids who first saw a doctor when they were examined as part of the Score One program have even become doctors themselves. Courtney Cockrell, a gastroenterology fellow at the University of Missouri-Columbia, attended North Sleet Elementary School in the Raytown School District. As a 9-year-old, she was screened as part of the Score One program.
You got to meet people that were in their 20-somethings that were wearing white coats. So not only was it sort of a field day or an afternoon off, but it was this cool experience where you get to talk to someone that's sort of your idol.
Although she comes from a family of physicians, Cockrell says that there were a fair amount of women among the med students.
And that was really surprising to me because all the physicians that I'd seen as a child were male. So I think that was probably one of the first times that I realized that this was something that I could do.
Score One began nearly 25 years ago. The brainchild of the late Dr. Bob Ritchie, chief of staff at the Old Park Lane Medical Center in East Kansas City, and former Kansas City chief safety Daron Cherry. In its first year, it offered health screenings to 240 students in one school, Westridge Elementary School. Cherry says before leaving, they gave the kids toothpaste and toothbrushes. He remembers the reaction of the principal, Dave Kaufman.
I remember walking back into Dave's office, and he had tears in his eyes. And I said, Dave, can you explain why you got tears rolling down your face? He said, Daron, he goes, you know, everybody thinks, you know, Raytown is, this upper middle class city, but, you know, we have a lot of underserved kids, and a lot of these kids have never even seen a toothbrush or toothpaste and don't know how to use it.
Today, the program that Ritchie and Cherry started is in 43 area elementary schools and serves 13,000 students. KCU had a role from the start and took over primary responsibility for the program in late 1999.
The intention of the program is actually to promote and increase access to primary care.
Annette Campbell has directed Score One since 2006.
So what we hope and expect out of the program is that by our examination, our screenings, and then our information, our education, and our connection with our parents afterward, is promoting and increasing that access to primary care.
Lots of these kids wouldn't get checkups without Score One. Many are eligible for free and reduced lunches. Ray Newman is the medical director of Score One and teaches pediatrics at KCU.
Both parents may work, some single parent families. So while the screenings aren't to replace doctor visits, I do think that there are some kids who don't see their physician, who the only exam they get may be the one they get at Score One.
Back at Wendell Phillips at Attucks Elementary School, Michelle Amit is examining one of her young charges, second grader James Ferris.
Think your muscles work pretty well?
Yes.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's the last Score One session this school year for these med students. Each of them has now done this about half a dozen times. The hope is that it will allow them not only to acquire clinical experience early on, but to become better doctors through an appreciation of the health challenges many families face. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.